Mystery Drones, Alejandro Mayorkas Evades CNN Softball Questions. By Neil Munro on December 16, 2024. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas easily dodged the softball questions from CNN when asked about the mysterious drones flying above New Jersey. The CNN interview on December 13 was a layup for Mayorkas, largely because CNN's Wolf Blitzer did not ask Mayorkas the core question. Are these unidentified aircraft operated by the federal government or one of its subcontractors? Instead, Wolf asked a series of puffball questions that Mayorkas confidently evaded with generalities, off-subject comments, and by ignoring the question. Mayorkas is a lawyer. He has used his verbal skills since 2021 to evade and escape the sloppy questions by politicians and journalists about the border crisis created by his determined welcome for at least 7 million illegal migrants. President-elect Donald Trump, however, got straight to the point with a December 13 post. Mayorkas is the man to ask about the drones because he is supposed to protect Americans from emerging threats. And his deputies are in routine contact with other government agencies that might be developing and testing classified drones, for example, to detect gamma rays from smuggled nuclear bombs. His department's website says, one of the department's top priorities is to resolutely protect Americans from terrorism and other homeland security threats by preventing nation-states and their representatives, transnational criminal organizations, and groups or individuals from engaging in terrorist or criminal acts that threaten the homeland. Government officials are often very cautious about their media appearance. They can and do negotiate conditions and questions with media outlets, especially with TV hosts who crave the get of hosting important figures for useful or pointless interviews. Wolf began the 6-minute interview with a softball question, asking Mayorkas, what can you say to those Americans who are deeply concerned right now about all these sightings over New Jersey, New York, here and outside of Washington, D.C., in Maryland? Let me calm those nerves, Mayorkas condescendingly responded as he refused to admit, describe, or explain the visible aircraft. We have not seen anything unusual. We have not seen any unusual activity. We know of no threat. We know of no nefarious activity. I want to repeat that we have not seen anything unusual. It is very common for individuals who think they see drones to actually see small aircraft, and we have a case of mistaken identity. Also, we have 6 different people reporting what they think is a drone, and all of a sudden we have reports of 6 drone sightings. Then he offered an irrelevant diversion, stating, I have been in touch with New Jersey Governor Murphy every day. Blitzer then changed the subject to comments from President-elect Donald Trump. In turn, Mayorkas talked about a pending bill that would allow federal agencies to counter drone activities on the U.S. border. Next, Blitzer changed the subject to a sharp question from Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, who asked, why don't they take one of them down, analyze it, and let us know what's really happening? Mayorkas simply changed the subject. Well, first of all, we have experts, and you should not diminish the extent of their expertise and the extent of their dedication to the well-being of the American people. These are individuals who dedicate their careers to the safety and security of the United States of America, number one. Wolf then edged towards an interesting question by asking, do you have the authority to shoot down drones? Mayorkas narrowed and dodged the question, saying, our authorities are very limited, we can't just shoot a drone out of the sky. Wouldn't it be smart to at least get a look at these drones to see if they are armed? Blitzer asked. Mayorkas simply changed the subject, stating, Wolf, there is no question that technology has advanced in the realm of drones. Mayorkas is a pro-government progressive who has used his time at the department to import more than 10 million legal and illegal migrants. He was impeached by the GOP-run House in January 2024 for failure to comply with federal immigration laws and breaching the public trust, but was let off by the Democratic-led Senate in April 2024.